All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. I've got Leaf here. We're out here staring at a river of cars, not the river of water. But so we were talking here a little bit ago, and it sounds like fishing on the rivers turned out to be a little bit more like welcome to the neighborhood. We're starting to get characters with names and ongoing profiles.
It's like your hometown street, you know?
Yeah, so tell us about two new customers. We've got, not Big Jim, what's the guy you keep catching?
Oh, you're talking about Hank the Tank?
Hank the Tank.
Yeah.
But we've got a couple more characters entering the scene nowadays.
Yeah, well, we had talked earlier this year in the spring. Some of my good friends had caught these fish in doubles, you know, both at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I'd seen one of them in another trip since, sometime in July. And then hadn't seen him for a while, you know, but hadn't been in this stretch of river since everything's been a little bit crazy. I hadn't floated much past Beaver Creek. And I was telling my good friend Greg, hey, man, there's these two fish coming up and they're in this hole right here. And man, he went and he nailed them. Two consecutive shots.
Just one, two.
Both of those fish. So I was like, all right, man, you're naming those fish, you know. And so he came up with the names Tony and Sheila, like on Crocodile Dundee.
Sheila, yeah.
Sheila. And so, yeah, we got them at what we're now calling the Sleeping Elephant Hole, somewhere in the range of McClure there.
Okay.
Where we're broadcasting from.
Yeah, so... And it is a male and a female?
Yeah, yeah. Tony's got kind of a messed up upper lip and no lower lip. And I think that's an old injury that he got last year. Maybe somebody using a treble hook out there.
Oh.
And then Sheila is just a little bit smaller than him. And they're not usually more than a foot or two apart. They like to stay close.
Oh, that's a cute story.
Yeah, they're such a nice couple. They are. I can't wait for them to produce some offspring.
Yeah. Okay. So, so
the river's been good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What as a whole, things mm-hmm. look like they're shaping up. I mean, what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and, you know, it was, like I say, we got below Beaver Creek, which is where a lot of this turbidity's been coming from, the mud and the crud in the river. And you know what? We got a lot of fish below Beaver Creek.
Good.
And I talked to my friend Bob down at the hatchery, and he said he turned over rocks in the lower sections of the river and was finding a lot of bug life, too.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it might take a while, and it might be a long arc in the human scope, but... you know, the river will recover from this. And for right now, you know, the upper sections are doing really well.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a lot like we've been talking about. The October caddis are starting to come off. They're not quite flying around yet. And I've been noticing a little bit less interest in the terrestrial patterns. And so I was kind of thinking maybe their attention was under. And sure enough, the other day when I dropped a October caddis nymph underneath my big dry fly, it was just automatic and nonstop. So if you're not getting it on top, then switch to the nymphing or dropping. But by midday, they should be coming up for your caddis and golden stone dry adults too.
Wow, nice to hear some fishing as usual.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, these chilly mornings and, you know, the relatively warm afternoons, that's really nice fishing weather. And that's what's turning the Stillwater back on, too. I went out to Little Twin with my friend Jim. We got into a couple fish real quick there before work one morning. I've been hearing good reports from Buzzard Lake. And as well, you know, this is the time to get up there into the high country. I know we've been saying it, but I just can't say it enough. I mean, if my heart's in the river, then my soul's in the mountains, man.
Yeah.
And when those larches turn golden, it is just one of the best places to go. I would really recommend at this time of the year, head up to Varden Lake. That's up there off the Cedar Creek Trail, up on the pass. And it's got those triploid West Slope cutthroat that we've been talking about the last couple of years. And they're the only ones out there that I know of that are triploided.
Yeah, nice to get a mountain trip in before the season ends on you.
Yeah, so if you guys need more info, feel free to drop me a line at madhowflyfishing.com or just... check out our blog, and it'll keep you in the know as far as what's going on. And until then, everybody take care of each other and get your fish on.